Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be reading Psalm 86, and today's psalm is an individual lament expressing a plea for God's help. It includes a hymn of praise and concludes with an affirmation of God's love and faithfulness. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So, let's begin reading Psalm chapter 86. Listen to me, Lord, and answer me, for I am helpless and weak. Save me from death, because I am loyal to you. Save me, for I am your servant, and I trust in you. You are my God, so be merciful to me. I pray to you all day long. Make your servant glad, O Lord, because my prayers go up to you. You are good to us and forgiving, full of constant love for all who pray to you. Listen, Lord, to my prayer. Hear my cries for help. I call to you in times of trouble because you answer my prayers. There is no God like you, O Lord. Not one has done what you have done. All the nations that you have created will come and bow down to you. They will praise your greatness. You are mighty and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and I will obey you faithfully. Teach me to serve you with complete devotion. I will praise you with all my heart, O my Lord God. I will proclaim your greatness forever. How great is your constant love for me. You have saved me from the grave itself. Proud people are coming against me, O God. A cruel gang is trying to kill me. People who pay no attention to you. But you, O Lord, are a merciful and loving God, always patient, always kind and faithful. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Strengthen me and save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Show me proof of your goodness, Lord. Those who hate me will be ashamed when they see that you have given me comfort and help. And today's key verse is Psalm 86, verse 15, where the psalmist says, "But you, O Lord, are a merciful and loving God, always patient, always kind, and faithful." You know, I'm kind of getting the idea that when the psalmist is praying, yeah, he prays kind of like the way that we do. In that we pour our hearts out to God, but then we kind of remind ourselves what the promises of God's word are. That he is always there. He's a friend that's closer than a brother. My God shall meet all your needs according to his riches in glory. And so, you know, the psalmist isn't too much different than we are. Our time of prayer, just like the psalmist, is a time when we remind God of how great he is. We remind ourselves of how faithful he is and that he is the one that we can entrust with all of our needs. Let's pray. God of comfort and help, you are merciful and loving, always kind and faithful. Turn to me and hear my prayers. Teach me, Lord God, what you want me to do. Teach me to obey you faithfully and to serve you with complete devotion. Amen. Well, that brings our time together once again to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be reading Psalm 87, which is a psalm of praise, praise of Jerusalem. And so until tomorrow morning then, beloved, may God richly bless you. Whatever you have been trusting God for, whatever you have been placing before his glorious throne, that that be his prayer, his answer to your prayer. Amen.